No, shehu kvar Rosh Chodesh bizmanoi, that the taker will kaveya Rosh Chodesh at the right time. So they made a special hekka. People would look up on top of the kevesh on the plank and see that the meat, the chelov there is so high up, they'll not kaveya Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, no, kasha, trei hekker ravdinin. It's like the truth, there are two different hekkerim we made here. The chazi hai chazi, the chazi bahai chazi. Some people will see this hekker to see which shear, which one they sang first. At first they sang the shear shor Rosh Chodesh, and then they sang the shear shor Shabbos. And some people saw this hekker, that where they put the emurim of the keves, of the emurim of the carbon musaf, all the way on top of the keves, that people would see it. So kitzur, there were two different hekkerim to realize today is Rosh Chodesh. But there's no tuf that could be on your bacha so far. Mursa's meitzvah, I have another kash on you. Did Tani Rava Bar Shmuel? Rava Bar Shmuel learned like this. Yochol, I would think, Kishem Shetoykin al Shabbos, Bifnei Atzmai, the same way on a regular Shabbos. They used to have the special tkiyas for the Karbonis, for the Tomech of Shachar, and the Karbon Musav, the Yal Rosh Chodesh, Bifnei Atzmai. And a regular day, that's Rosh Chodesh, when they brought the Korban Musaf. There used to be a special tkiya b'shas the shir. They used to make 9 tkiyas. Is kach, I would think the same halacha should apply. Kach yiyu toikim, I'll call Musaf a Musaf, maybe when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, like you have 2 Musafim today. Each Musaf has to have its own 9 tkiyas. Talmud Leiman, this apostle says no, over Rosh Chodeshim. The beginning of the month on Rosh Chodesh, that's when you have the tkiyas. Like Rashi says, this pasuk is going up with tkiyas ksiv of yom simchaschem u'mayadechem of Rosh Chodeshem u'tekatem. And when do we have the tkiyas shofar? Only on Rosh Chodesh. We'll soon see how the tzmashim are only one and not two. But I call upon the Brisa says clearly that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, even though there are 2 musafim, you only blow the set of 9 tkiyas once and not twice. It's tiyufta, the Rabbi Acha tiyufta. It's a kasha and rabacha. Even though before Abacha Dashim Psukim, the Gemara will soon answer, what do we do with his Psukim? But I call upon him here, it's clearly that when you have 2 Musafim, you only have 1 set of Tkiyas. Now the Gemara says, my Tamudui, how do we see it from this Pasuk? Where do we see it from this Pasuk? You only have to have 1 set and not 2. Omer Abaya, Omakro, because the Pasuk says, Uva Roshe Chod Sheikhim. At the beginning of the month, it's Rosh Chodesh. So, Hukshu Kol Chadoshim Kulam Zelezer. We make Ekish all the months have the same halacha. So just like sometimes the Rosh Chodesh comes down in the middle of the week, and then for sure you only have 1 set of tkiyah for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so now when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, it has the exact same halacha. You only have 1 set of tkiyahs and not 2 sets of tkiyahs. So that's this of Rosh Chodeshim, we make the tekesh of all the months together. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi is a little bit different. Ksev the Pasuk says Chodeshim, Mashma Rosh Chodesh, 1, Uksiv over Roshay, and it says at the head. So we dashin v'yeze chodesh yesh lo shnei roshim. Which Rosh Chodesh has like 2 heads? Has 2 inyan to this Rosh Chodesh? Have yom ezer Rosh Hashanah. I would say it means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah always has 2 inyanim to it. 1 inyan is Rosh Chodesh, and 1 inyan is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the one chag that always has 2 things to it. It's a Rosh Chodesh plus it's a Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Rachmon is still the pasuk says chod sheichem. The Rashi says it's Chosak Siv, without the Yud, as if to say there's only 1 Chadi, there's only 1 Tkiya, and not 2 sets of Tkiyas. So that's how we learn out from this Pasuk, not like a Bacha, there's only 1 set of Tkiyas, even though there are 2 Masafim. Rashi says, Vaita, the Yoy Tanya, bring another riot, like not like a Bacha. The Yoy Tanya, we learned like this also, that Becholu Shel Moed, on Cholu Moed Shel Sukkis, what Shia did the Levim sing? Berishan, on the first day of on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the mizma was Mahi Waimrim Hobu LaHashem B'nei Elim. That was the shir they sang on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains why this mizma. Rashi says that Kol HaMizma HaShem Shayim Tchilas Simchas Beis HaShoeva. This is the beginning of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Dainu Kovod V'yoyz of Yoyse Mizma Kil HaShem Alamayim HaShem Nischamayim. So the first day Chol HaMoed, that was the first day of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's why we have this mizmor that we sing the Shasta Musafim they bring for this special day of Sukkot. The Kabbonis of the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. B'sheini Mahayo Oimrim, what did they say on the second day? Ulu Rosh Omer Lakim. So Rashi explains that to give Musa to tell people you already came to the Beis HaMikdash, make sure you did tshuva before you come here or while you're here. U'b'shlishi, the third day, Mahayo Oimrim, Miyokim Le'yim Areyim. like who helps us. In other words, even though in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Klal Yisrael had tzaros from the Malachim, from the Goyim, still they came to have Simchas Yom Tov by the Beis Hamikdash. That's what it said the fourth day. So Rashi says, this Mizbah talks about Inyan, that we have to give Matnas Aniyim, and now Sukkot is a Zman HaSefer, we have all the Tfu in your house, so you have to be careful to make sure you start to give the right amount of Matnas Aniyim, of Leket Shechopeya. That's what it said on the fifth day. So Rashi says, the Divrei Tanchumim Hu, that even though we have tzaros, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and saves us. Also, Inyan to daven for Mayim on Chag HaSukkis, but our tefillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is mezakeh us to have a good year with rain. So Rashi said this also has to do with the Inyan of giving Meiser Oni, because if you don't give Meiser Oni, you lose Eretz Yisrael, so we want to make sure to keep it. We talk about the Mizmah, talks about giving Meiser, giving him Leket Shechopeya. So these are the different mizmorim they sang on each year of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. What about the Yim Chal Shabbos B'yechad Mehem? Let's say when Shabbos comes out, one of these days of Chol HaMoed is Yimoytu Yitche. You skip the last one. The last mizmah you don't say. Rav Safra Monach Lusimon. Rav Safra put a simon to which ones you say. And he says Hum Viha. In other words, Biru Baram Bom, you say first and then you say Hasiraisim, you say Vashichmoy, like we have here. That's the Beis and then the Hay. Rav Papa Monach Lusinna, the opposite way. Hum Havia, that first the Hay and then the Beis. Like Rashi will explain that there's Mizbah, first it says Hasiraisim, you say Vashichmoy, and then at the end of the Mizbah talks about Binu Baram Bom. So he says, Taki, you switch around the order. That on the fourth day you say Hasiraisim, you say Vashichmoy, and on the fifth day you say Binu Baram Bom. That's the two simon of the machlokes between Rav Safra and Rav Papa. In which side do you say the mizmorim? What's the simon to remember? Amuvoya the Safri. There is a Safri. Rashi learns that's like a malamit tinoikis, like a school teacher. So the Amuvoya means like a gathering of people, like a school teacher always has that the parents come to speak to him. He has men and ladies there talking to him. So remember, that's the inyan of Amuvoya, that the Beis and the Hay comes first. That binu. Boram Bom, we say first, and then we say Hasiraisa Shichmoy, Hasiraisa Misabel Shichmoy. That's like Safra, like a Malamit. That it has people coming together. But I call upon him, what it says here is that when Shabbos comes out one day, Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say the regular Mizmur, but rather we say the Shia Shal Shabbos. So this is Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Chanina, Tiyufta. Here it's another Kasha on Rabbi Acha. Because according to Rabbi Acha, when you have two Musafim, so what? Say two Shiurim. Because you have to have two different sets of tkiyas. You have to have tkiyah through tkiyah nine times for each one separately. So, according to Rav Acha, when Shabbos would come out on Chol HaMoed, what shrei, you have to skip one. Don't skip anything. Say two mizmorim. Say the mizmer of Vino Borim Bom, if it's the fourth day. And also say mizmer shil Yom HaShabbos. Since the Brisa says no, when Shabbos comes out on one day Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say any special mizmer from the Musafim of Chol HaMoed. But rather you say the Shir Shal Shabbos, it's a Rai, not like Rabacha, that we only have one set of Tkiyah. Therefore, we only say like one Shir, because the Tkiyah, the blowing of the Shofar, was done while they were saying the Shir. So, since you only have one Shir, it's a Rai, you only have one set of Tkiyahs. So that's a Kasha, a second Kasha in Rabacha, Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara asks, Abba Bahor Rabacha, Rabbi Chanina, Kro Omas Nisa Komer, he brought down Psukim before, and a Brice he had like his. So good, a bright you say it's a machlekes, but it brought down psukim. What do we do with the psukim that Rav Acha brought down before? He has good psukim, a raya to what he's saying. How can we say not like him? So Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, loymar shemarichim betkiyas. That he brought down psukim to show you blow more tkiyas doesn't mean you blow two different sets of tkiyas when you have two masafim. It just means when you have two masafim, it's so much simcha that you should be marich. Blow on the second korban, blow them a little bit longer. As if to say, today is a special simcha, because we have two korbanos today. But not that you have two separate tkiyas, but you rather have one set of nine, but these nine that you blow them, extend them a little bit longer. Blow each one of them a little bit longer. Rabbonin de Kisri, Mishmei de Rabbi Acha Amri, they say a little bit different. You know what we do with his psukim? Leimer comes to teach us, Shemar bebetoikin. We have to have more people blowing. Rashi brings down, you can never have less than two chatzotzrois. And pechzim mishtei chatzotzrois umitisha kenaris, and at least nine flutes. That's what you have to have on a regular day when you have the shiur. Now today, when you have two musafim, does it need to be marba have more people playing? More people playing the trumpets, more people playing the flutes. But how many sets of tkiyas do we do? We only have the same set of nine tkiyas, not more. So that's the maskona, we hold not like Rabacha, we do not say two shirim, rather only one shir, even though we have two musafim that day. Now I'm asking new kasha now. V'yanan anos, living in Chutz Loretz, tiyis lanshre yoymi, we have 2 days, yomtif on Sukkot. The first 2 days is yomtif for us. Hechi avdinen, like which, how do we, when we daven Shemon Esrei, we say the set of Karbonis in Shemon Esrei. So we know that the first day yomtif has one set of Karbonis. Now the second day yomtif, if it's Chol HaMoed, like in Eretz Yisrael, you say V'yoyim HaSheni, you say it's special Mizmer here, and you say the special Karbonis that brought that day. Now, also in Chutz Loretz, the second day Yomtif, we're noig, as if it's Mamish Yomtif, so we have to say in Shemon Esrei, the same type of Shemon Esrei, we say the first day, we say V'yoyim Chamish also, the Karbonis we brought that day. But what do we do now, our first day Chol HaMoed, which is really the second day Chol HaMoed? Which Mizmer, which Karbonis do we say? So Abaye Omar Sheni Yitcha. Abaye is a Denachnami. The second Inyan, the second day is skipped. Because the second day we hold is Yomtif. The third day, which is our first day Chol HaMoed, really in the Rishis, it's the third day of Yomtif ready. So we can't say the Kabonis of the second day. We rather have to say the Kabonis that are brought on the third day. And we skip the Kabonis of the second day. Rabbi Omar no Shivi Yitcha. Rabbi says no. Our first day Chol HaMoed, we say Takav Yom HaSheni. Even though really it's the third day, but we say the way we hold right now. And the third day, we say the second. The fourth day, we say the third. And it comes the Shri, the seventh day, that Korban we never say. Because when we come to Hashanah Rabbah, we say the 6 days Korbanus, the 6 day Korbanus. Tani Kabos de Rova, Avinu Raya to Rova, that we had before by the Mizmorim in Chal Shabbos Lios B'Yechad Mehem, when Shabbos comes out of one of the days during Chol HaMoed, the question was, what Mizmor, which Shir should we say? So we have the Yomaita Yitcha, that the last Mizmor that gets skipped. So we see when Shabbos, when you have to have an interval, a break, we don't skip, we continue on. Just the last day loses out. Here also, the last set of Karbonis, that was supposed to spend the seventh day, that's the set that gets lost out. Every day though, like an hour, our first day Chol HaMoed, we try to say the Karbonis that's brought down V'yoyim HaSheni. And our second day Chol HaMoed, we say V'yoyim HaShlishi. And the Yom Shvi, the last one, that's the one that gets skipped. Vaita, the Askin, the Maisa, we do like this, that Askin, Amema ben Adoi, Amema made a new takon in Adoi, the Medalge Delugi. You should skip and do 2 things, like we do. When we say the second day, our first day, Chol HaMoed, we say the Kabonis of V'yoyim HaSheni, and of V'yoyim HaShlishi. Because, Negei to Chutz Loretz, we have a suffix, maybe it's really Yom Sheni only. But we know really it's Yom Shlishi. Therefore, we do both. We say of Yom HaSheni and of Yom HaShlishi to take away from the Sveikis. So therefore, we don't skip anything. We say them both. That's the lesson of the Medalge Deluge, like we skip and as we jump around. We say 2 things the same day. We say of Yom HaSheni and of Yom HaShlishi. So the Mishnah Baita. Yom Tefor Rishon Shochag. The first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, Hoyu Shor.